You deserve a deep, soul-quenching, mind-blowing sex life. Unfortunately, the majority of couples only ever experience basic sex. That changes right here, right now. You and I are going to go on a journey to unlock the secrets of your sensual pleasure. Hello, I'm Dr. Trina Reed, sexologist. It's taken me the better part of 25 years to understand why the majority of women in long-term relationships lose interest in sex. The Pursuit of Pleasure podcast is here to tell you why and, more important, what you can do about it. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, then get ready to step into a new, exciting sexual experience. Here's what I know for sure. The orgasm as the goal, she comes first model for having sex, sets the majority of couples up for failure, throwing couples into an intimacy death spiral with couples firmly landing in an apathetic about sex rut. Being stuck in a sex rut is a pretty hopeless and helpless feeling. Neither party is satisfied or happy with their sex life, but it seems impossible to get unstuck. Yet, getting unstuck is simple, almost too simple and too obvious. So if this is simple and obvious, why can't millions of couples get themselves unstuck? Well, it's because the majority of women aren't able to ask for what she wants in bed or say she wants something different. And if you don't believe me, go and ask your female partner right now what she wants from sex. I promise you, she will not be able to tell you. It's stunning that this one little thing stops millions, maybe billions of couples from experiencing a mutually satisfying sex life. But it also makes a lot of sense. For a woman to ask for what she wants in bed, psychologically, it's like trying to bushwhack through a jungle uphill, meaning there's a ton of stuff that gets in her way. Intertwined with this, chances are you've created some male-centric sex habits where her sexual needs are not met. Now, in my experience, this is where some men get their panties in a twist, taking exception that he's doing something wrong. This is not a blame game. Unfortunately, men and women were given incorrect sex information. So if you learn that 2 + 2 = 5, it's not your fault that you're getting the equation wrong. The problem we're trying to solve here is women tend to do what her partner wants to do and never ask for her needs to be met. This makes sex lopsided and is a big reason why women become resentful. Yet on the other side of this, most women are not comfortable asking for what she wants in bed. So what can we do about this? First of all, this is a team effort. The Pursuit of Pleasure podcast is something you both need to listen to as a couple, because good sex can only happen when you both make efforts to make it better. Your starting place, and this is the most difficult part of this process, is a willingness to see your sexual experience as something that is ever evolving rather than something that stays static. Meaning, sex is so much more than simply having an orgasm. And for women to enjoy her sexual experience, you need to take the focus off orgasm as the goal, she comes first, static sex, and put it onto her ever-evolving sensuality. Understandably, both men and women scratch their heads thinking, like, what does that even mean? Or another common question is, like, how can we find the time to do this when I'm so busy? That's what this Pursuit of Pleasure podcast series is here to help you with. You and I are going to explore ways for women to tap into her super powerful sensual pleasure. And there are hundreds of resources available to help you. In fact, there's so many options that it can seem overwhelming. I've curated a list of sensuality products that I believe are high quality and can help her lean into her sensuality. So you're going to learn about what these products are and what they do and how to best use them so you can feel a lot more confident bringing something new into the bedroom. Secondly, this podcast is going to interview sensuality experts to tap into their ideas and best practices. Can you imagine how much wisdom you can glean from a tantric expert or a somatic practitioner? Because there are so many ways to come at a woman's sensuality, it's about being open to trying different ideas, which leads me to my next point. Pleasure and sensuality are subjective. I remember when I first started out in my career, a man asked what he could do to please his wife. I gave him a list of things that gave me pleasure. A week later, he came back and said she hated everything on my list. And it was a very good lesson for a newbie sexologist to show what every woman finds pleasurable is unique to her. Not everything I say on this podcast will work for you and your partnership during this particular season of your life. There's going to have to be some trial and error. Yet, everything in this podcast will be a starting point for a conversation on how to evolve your sexual experience. And once you hit on a few things that do work, it's going to open up a completely new world of sexual possibilities. So my question to you is, what are you willing to do to help her ask? Together, you and I will get women to a place where she feels comfortable asking for the sensuality she wants and leaning into the pleasure that she asked for. I promise you, when a woman opens up her sensuality, the two of you are going to experience a new level of mind-blowing sex. And you know what? When it comes down to it, there is nothing in life that will give you a deeper level of emotional intimacy than having a deep, soulful connection. So let's do this. I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments about this new podcast. And please check out my free masterclass workbook and video. The links will be in the description. Thank you for subscribing. Your support helps grow women's sexual pleasure because you deserve a deep, soul-quenching, mind-blowing sex life.